Hello, everyone. Jim Apel with OklahomaFarmReport.com, talking with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. It's time for the monthly cattle on feed report. Tom, what does the report show this month?
Well, we got a friendly-looking report. We saw the on-feed come in at 93%. The trade was looking for 93.5%, so just a tad lower. The marketing number also was 93%, just a hair over the 92.7 they expected. The really friendly, bullish part of this report is the February placement. They was looking for 91%. It came in at 86%. So that's very friendly. Now let's look at these numbers a little closer. The on-feed number equals 10.857 million head of cattle. Now, on-feed is 4.8% lower than the five-year average in this report. Also, when you look at the state breakdown, on-feed is 10% lower than a year ago in Texas, 7% lower than a year ago in Kansas, and 5% lower than a year ago in Nebraska. Now, this is the second lowest March on-feed of the past 10 years, and it's the lowest on-feed of the past 6 months. We also saw a very large year-to-year drop in the on-feed number of 820,000 head of cattle. We have not seen anything that big since back in the January 08-09 year versus year ago time frame. Now, on these placement numbers that came in so low, that equals 1.482 million head of cattle being placed. That is 12% below the 3- and 5-year averages. Also, when you look at the state breakdown, that shows Kansas 20% lower than a year ago. It shows Nebraska 15% lower than a year ago, and Texas 11% lower. Now, when you look at the weight breakdown, under 600-pound category, 11.3% lower than a year ago. 600 to 699-pounders, 19.4% lower than a year ago. 700 to 799-pound category, 13.2% lower than a year ago. 800-plus, 11.8% lower than a year ago. This is the lowest February placement in the past 18 years, and it's the lowest placement month-to-month in 44 months. So a very low placement number, which will be very price-supportive later in the year. Now, on the marketing number, 1.638 million head of cattle were marketed in February. That is 6% below the 3- and 5-year averages. Kansas had a drop of 10% on their marketing. Texas dropped 5%, and Nebraska 3% below what they were a year ago on their marketing. Now, this marketing number is the third lowest February marketing in the last 18 years and the lowest marketing number of the past 5 months. Now, we also had a cold storage report today. Beef stocks came in 1.2% higher than last month, 4.1% higher than a year ago. And if you look over at pork, it was 5% higher than a month ago, 2.3% higher than a year ago. Kind of putting this in a summary, look at what's happened this week. We saw new contract lows made in all live cattle and feeder cattle futures. Live cattle lost as much as over $13 from their contract highs, and feeder cattle almost $30 from their contract highs. Cash cattle trade in the feed yards, mostly 124 to 125 this week. And we saw for the first time in over a year, select box beef prices trade higher than the choice box beef. That does not happen very often. Also, we've seen now 22 straight months of feed yard cattle being fed in feed yards losing money. Can't say or guarantee this is going to turn the market around, but with the amount of downside we've seen, this report is friendly. It's about time to see some buying return to the market. We're looking at 9:05 Monday morning to see a higher opening in the live cattle and feeder cattle.